a quarterback.
Well, kind of like we've been doing all year, you know. We'll have our game management meeting and see who's available to us. But, you know, we've had, our two youngest guys, you know, Pipkins and Brown, have practiced a bunch this week. So, you know, we've got to make sure they're ready to play.
Pipkins has seen a little bit of time so far this season, but what have you seen out of Brown in practice that maybe we haven't seen in the game yet?
You know, he's a hard worker on the practice field. Obviously, he's taken a lot of reps with the service teams and that type of thing, so you have to kind of evaluate that. You know, he probably got more reps, okay, you know, in terms of preparing for a game this week than what he has, just because of our injury situation. But, Dee and Josh, you know, have practiced all week, you know, so we'll just have to wait and see, you know, what the availability is, you know, of all of our guys there. But those two guys have gotten more work this week up to this point.
I mean, you had Ladarius Gunter last year, you know, did some really good things. I know he had some inconsistencies, but have you had anything like that? I mean, in 30-some years and coached in secondaries and everything, like, where 2 years in a row your corner spot, which is so important, and you always say you can't have enough of them, where you might not have enough of them?
I think this is a great example. You guys remember back when we talked in training camp, and we work in a lot of different combinations of people, you know, a lot of different personnel packages and all that, because you know you get 16 games, and from 1 week to the next, you get a guy or two hurt, you know, at a certain position. I mean, I go back, I forget now which game it was, but we went into the game with two linebackers, and early in the third quarter, okay, we lost one linebacker, so we had to play almost the whole second half with one linebacker and put a safety in there. In our goal line, short yardage, okay, you had a safety playing linebacker. So, I mean, that's just life in the NFL today. And, you know, with the numbers. So, they aren't going to call timeout and stop the game. You've got to have guys ready to go, you know, no matter how many reps they've had, you know, at various positions.
Dom, have you ever had to train your safeties as much to play corner as you have this year?
Yeah, I think it's more important now than ever. You know, when you have guys like, you know, Morgan Burnett, Morgan can play any place, you know, out there and has and done a good job for us. You've seen a number of our safeties play down in the linebacker position. And from week to week, based on who you're playing and how much they're spreading you out, how much 3-4 wide receivers they're using, or these athletic tight ends, you just have to – you can't have enough versatility, you know, out of your players back there.
Are they able to play whatever techniques they use at safety in man-to-man coverage, or is it completely different?
It's a little bit different. You know, they aren't down pressing as much, although we work on that some, you know, in training camp. But the corners, you know, are used to getting up and pressing on the wide receivers. Safeties are more playing off, all right, and cushioning and absorbing cushion and that type of thing. But you take a look at a guy like Morgan, you know, I thought Morgan did a good job last week, you know, getting up and pressing their receivers. He obviously his experience, okay, helps a lot.
What's allowed Morgan to succeed in that, do you think? I mean, there are guys who, lifelong corners, who don't do the slot. Here's Morgan,
yeah.
He just goes out and does it in a week, which he's done a few times, I realize.
He's smart, you know, he's instinctive. He's been around here for a long time. He understands the defense, so he knows how to use his leverage. And he has good size. You know, he's a tall guy that on those inside receivers, he can get up and get his hands on, you know, which I think is extremely important, you know, on the inside receivers that you can get as much hands on with those guys as you can. And then his length helps him there. But, if you don't have instincts, because that inside position, it takes instincts to play in there. And you've got to be sharp because you have to handle all the adjustments.
I know Blake's given you a lot this season, but what more can Blake do for your defense? And does he remind you of anybody you've had over the years?
It's hard to say, you know, in terms of who he reminds you of, but he's just made constant improvement. I mean, Blake is what you'd think a guy coming from Stanford would be. You know, I mean, he's smart. He's very diligent, you know, in his preparation. If he's not sure of something, he'll ask. He wants to be coached, you know, every down, because he wants to do it right. And you see the results of that, you know. I mean, he's just gotten better and better. And, you know, he's, knock on wood, he's been able to stay healthier, you know, this year than he was last year. Because I thought he was off to a really good start last year, and then he got a couple injuries, and then it kind of set him back, you know, which with a rookie, that's going to happen. But I think all the way around, in the meeting room, on the practice field, you know, he's steady. You know, he's not up and down, you know. He controls his emotions, and I think if you're going to have a guy that's calling your defense and that out there, he affects the rest of the guys that he's looking at and give them the call every time because they see, they have confidence in him. So, hopefully he can just continue. I think he will continue to improve with experience, but he's given us good leadership and confidence in him making the calls and the checks up front, and that has a big impact on the rest of the guys.
Is he anything like Hawk without the fifth overall pick expectations that came with AJ?
Yeah, you know, I think there's, you know,
yeah,
I hate to compare guys, but you know, he has a lot of the same qualities, okay, that AJ had. Yeah.
Their tight end hasn't made a ton of passes this year, but he has made some plays of late. Just how big of a challenge is he, do you think?
Well, you can see why he was the number one pick. You know, I mean, the guy's tall, long. They send him vertical, you know, up the seam a lot, and because he can eat up a lot of ground. So you've got to be – you're concerned a little bit about the matchups on him, you know, because the Browns throw the ball vertically a lot. Kizer likes to throw the deep ball. You know, he threw a number of them to Gordon last week, but he gives him an inside threat, a receiving threat. You know, his athletic ability jumps right out at you the minute you put the tape on.